Shopping center in Anchorage, Alaska.
Call it the return rush. The National Retail Federation expects about 17% of sales to be returned this year, and that peaks between now and January 2nd.
They returns everything they don't like, everything they don't want, everything that was too small, too big, we return it.
Last year, e-commerce purchases were the most likely to be sent back, making the holiday shipping season a lot longer than you might think here at the FedEx shipping hub in Anchorage, sorting up to 80,000 packages a day.
An estimated $900 billion in goods will be returned starting today. The man accused of setting a woman on fire aboard a subway train in Brooklyn is due in court this morning. CBS New York's Mary Calvey has more.
Investigators say the still unidentified woman was sleeping when 33-year-old Sebastian Zepeda used a lighter to set her clothes on fire last Sunday. Zepeda, a Guatemalan citizen who ICE officials say entered the U.S. illegally, appeared in court yesterday where he's facing murder and arson charges. Mayor Eric Adams is now pushing for federal charges in this case.
Police still aren't sure what the attacker's motive was. Stocks have opened lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Funeral arrangements have been made for the man that likely saved the Brewers. A January 6th funeral is planned in Colorado for George Petak, the former state senator known for casting a crucial vote to keep the Brewers in Wisconsin. His decision to support the ballpark funding cost him a Senate seat in a recall election. A 39-year-old man from Wales, Wisconsin, faces a $750,000 cash bond for a fatal Christmas Eve hit-and-run crash that killed a Chicago tow truck driver. Christopher Sponholz turned himself in on Christmas Day. He's accused of fleeing the scene after striking Hussein Farhat on I-94. The city of Racine has announced details about its annual Christmas tree collection program. It'll run from January 6th through January 17th. People are being told to put the bare trees at the curbside on their regular waste collection days. City of Racine residents can also get rid of trees at the Pearl Street facility. And a holiday concert tomorrow in Racine has been canceled. The music event, originally scheduled at the Siena Center Chapel, will not proceed as planned. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers head to Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers face the Vikings at 3:25 Sunday in Minneapolis. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, besides getting a higher seed in the playoffs, how much does the rivalry motivate the Packers heading into this game?
I mean, all the motivation is right there. It's division opponent. Obviously, they beat us first game, so we're going into their place, and we want to get some of that revenge that we're looking for.
Matt Loeffler said that Jaire Alexander will likely not play again this week. NBA, the Bucks let one slip away at home last night to the Brooklyn Nets in the final 3 minutes, 111-105. Brook Lopez, who had 20 points, was held to just 2 in the second half.
They definitely changed our flow and got us away from what we do. You know, it's not about me getting shots or anything like that, but just us being aggressive, playing side to side, you know, and hitting whoever's open, getting guys open, available, getting their guys off them.
That's Bucks center Brook Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today with rain likely this afternoon. Our high today right around 44. More rain tonight, up to a quarter inch possible with a low of 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few off and on showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Yeah. local news, timeless hits, and a great New Year's Eve program planned for WRJN as Lou Regani headed into the new year, starting at 7 o'clock with a show you just got to catch, going all the way until 1 o'clock into next year.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you.
Who's your daddy?
Is
he rich like me? Has he taken
us
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season. Daddy,
he is he rich like me?
Has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I
till you came into my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying?
Hits on WRJN, Al Wilson's Show and Tell. I'm Dan Marcus, talking about Packer football and going against old-timey rival, the Minnesota Vikings. So I'm playing old-timey NFL highlights music. Love this thing. Yes, if you were counting on watching the Vikings and the Packers play in Minneapolis Sunday at noon, It's Sunday at 3:25. It's been moved to a national game because it's going to be such a good game. Packers are peaking. Vikings need to, how do I put this gently? Need to be humbled on national TV. And the Pack is just the team to do it. You can hear the entire thing, pregame and all, here on WRJN. Sunday, the pregame starts at 1. The game starts at about 3:25. Packers, Vikings, WRJN.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Mayer. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Mayer on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
To update your floors but unsure of where to start? Jeff, Elizabeth, and the team at Mitchell Carpets in Kenosha deliver decades of experience in fine flooring. They're ready to help you find the perfect fit with 40 to 70% off retail. Choose from laminate and vinyl plank flooring or thousands of square yards of in-stock, ready-to-install, name-brand carpet from Karastan and Shaw. Or stylish remnants and area rugs perfect for any room in your home. Mitchell Carpets at 80th Street and Sheridan Road. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
Spanky Sports Bar and Grill every day feels like game day. Southeastern Wisconsin's go-to for sports, food, and live music has a fantastic addition. Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Plus, download Spanky's mobile app for exclusive food specials, rewards, and live music updates. Catch all the thrills at Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, Highway 36 and 6th Street in Waterford.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovell has Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
News, timeless hits, and a great sing-along song from the grassroots. WRJN.
I think of all the worries people seem to find, and how they're in a hurry to complicate their minds by chasing after money and dreams that can't come true. I'm glad that we are different. We've better things to do. May others plan their future. I'm busy loving you. One, two, three, four.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, live for today. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, live for today.
And don't worry about tomorrow, hey.
way that people do. And I don't mean to hurry. As long as I'm with you, we'll take it nice and easy and use my simple plan. You'll be my loving woman, I'll be your loving man. We'll take the most from living, have pleasure while we can.
2, 3, 4,
sha-la-la-la-la-la, live for today. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, live for today.
And don't worry about tomorrow.
Inside of me, I got to feel you deep inside of me. Baby, please come close to me. I got to have you now, please.
Please,
please,
please.
Give me some love.
Give me some love.
To give me some love.
To give me some love.
Baby, give me some love.
Give me some love. satisfaction.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. With a quick reminder that boys high school basketball and Badger men's basketball on hiatus on WRJN because of the holidays and school being out and all. So we'll keep you posted as to when the next game is. Keep it here. But now, first, an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a $750,000 cash bond for the alleged driver in the Christmas Eve fatal hit and run in Waukesha County. 39-year-old Christopher Sponeholz from Wales has been charged with hit and run resulting in death after allegedly striking and killing Chicago tow truck driver Hussein Farhad on Christmas Eve. Sponeholz turned himself in on Christmas Day. He's accused of fleeing the scene after hitting Farhad on I-94 while the victim was loading a disabled vehicle. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for February. And foggy weather has caused some travel issues. Last night, the interstate had a slowdown near Highway K in Racine County after a semi collided with a car. No injuries were reported. Law enforcement says to slow down. Temps will warm up and there's rain. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A holiday concert in Racine set for tomorrow has been canceled. An illness is causing the Gudikins Flute Choir and Flutissimo of Racine to halt the event at the Siena Center Chapel. And on the third day of Christmas, the city of Racine put out a tree collection notice. City officials say the annual Christmas tree collection program will run from January 6th through January 17th. During that time, people are told to place bare trees at their curbside on their regular waste collection day, with all decorations and lights removed. City of Racine residents can also get rid of their trees free of charge at the Pearl Street facility. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the...
The warmer temperatures are bringing areas of dense fog and rain this afternoon. Becoming more widespread and a bit heavier overnight, it does wind down by early tomorrow morning. With around 3/4 of an inch of rain expected, the sunshine does try to peek out tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. Right now, 44 degrees.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. Buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned. Run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, with Jay and the Americans trying to pick up a girl in a little cafe just the other side of the border. Obviously, they're talking about Waukegan.
In a little cafe just the other side of the border. She was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. started to dance in my arms. She felt so inviting, and I just couldn't resist the just a little kiss, so exciting. And I heard the guitar player say, "Vamos, Jose's on his way." And I knew, yes, I knew I should run, but then I heard her say, "Yeah, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong. Come a little bit closer, I'm all alone, and the night is so long." And the music stopped when I looked, the cafe was empty.
CCR on RJN. And keeping the timeless hits coming for you back to back. WRJN.
same scene. Oh, baby, since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is what I need. Let me be the one you come running to. I'll never be
Diamond admitted many years after he recorded that song that the Caroline in this song was Caroline Kennedy. Not that he had a thing for her or anything. Her name just popped into his head. WRJN.
where it began. I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Sweet Caroline,
good times never seem so
news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
Come on.
Baby, they're playing our song, and we'll be playing Paul Harvey's rest of the story shortly afternoon.
Hey, baby, they're playing our song, the one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song, let's get back together, that's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. It's the one that made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love, just like in a movie. Hey, baby, they're playing our song, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song, let's get back together, that's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back to me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, just in from New York. The man accused of burning a woman to death inside a city subway train last week has been indicted on state charges. Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez.
The judge received the indictment today, murder in the first degree, three counts of murder in the second degree, arson in the first degree.
Police say the suspect, 33-year-old Sebastian Zapeta, identified himself in photos and surveillance video showing the fire being lit. Federal immigration officials say he was deported to his native Guatemala in 2018, but returned to the U.S. illegally. A day after violent weather across the southeast canceled and delayed hundreds of flights.
It's been pretty smooth, actually. No complaints.
That man at Baltimore Washington International had a fairly routine time of it on the return from his break. CBS News Baltimore's Tara Lynch.
This is the first day of many days of that travel back. Of course, the New Year's holiday still ahead of us, so a lot of people will be coming back next week. And travel experts, including AAA Mid-Atlantic, say next week will also be a busy travel week, whether you're on the roads, rails, or in the sky.
As for the weather, there's more potential danger ahead. CBS News Philadelphia meteorologist Grant Gilmore.
That complex of storms will move east as we go through the rest